The Adventure of the Cardboard Box by Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. In choosing a few typical cases which illustrate the remarkable mental qualities of my friend Sherlock Holmes, I have endeavoured, as far as possible, to select those which presented the minimum of sensationalism while offering a fair field for his talents. It is, however, unfortunately impossible entirely to separate the sensational from the criminal, and a chronicler is left in the dilemma that he must either sacrifice details which are essential to his statement and so give a false impression of the problem, or he must use matter which chance and not choice has provided him with. With this short preface, I shall turn to my notes of what proved to be a strange, though peculiarly terrible, chain of events. It was a blazing hot day in August. Baker Street was like an oven, and the glare of the sunlight upon the yellow brickwork of the house across the road was painful to the eye. It was hard to believe that these were the same walls which loomed so gloomily through the fogs of winter. Our blinds were half drawn, and Holmes lay curled upon the sofa, reading and rereading a letter which he had received by